The Foresight Saga by John Galsworthy. The book bears a dedication. To my wife, I dedicate the Foresight Saga in its entirety, believing it to be, of all my work, the least unworthy of one without whose encouragement, sympathy, and criticism I could never have become even such a writer as I am. The Foresight Saga by John Galsworthy, Section 1. Preface. The Foresight Saga was the title originally destined for that part of it which is called The Man of Property, and to adopt it for the collected chronicles of the Foresight family has indulged the Foresightian tenacity that is in all of us. The word saga might be objected to on the ground that it connotes the heroic, and that there is little of heroism in these pages, but it is used with a suitable irony. And after all, this long tale, though it may deal with folk in frock coats, furbelows, and a gilt-edged period, is not devoid of the essential heat of conflict. Discounting for the gigantic stature and bloodthirstiness of old days, as they have come down to us in fairy tale and legend, the folk of the old sagas were Foresights assuredly in their possessive instincts, and as little proof against the inroads of beauty and passion as Swithin, Soames, or even young Jolyon. And if heroic figures, in days that never were, seemed to startle out from their surroundings in